Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your host, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. Tell you something, Pastor Bob. Today, we are going to be celebrating and observing Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, yes, in the manner that you are thinking, but also we are here as Christians to give thanks to the man above. We're talking about giving thanks to the Lord, and that is something that we are definitely going to be observing this particular show here. And in addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a special guest in the studio that I'm sure that everybody is going to just enjoy hearing from. Before we go there, though, we know that we've got some brand new listeners out there, and I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, when you get at that opportunity to do so, please log on to www.rallyright.org. Again, that'll be rallyright.org. You can give us a call in case you can't do that internet thing at 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005. And with that, Pastor Bob.
Well, Mike, it's good to see you today, man. This we're going to have a happy Thanksgiving program today because I'll tell you, we've got a lot to be thankful for everything that has happened. And you know, the scripture, you know, is very clear on things. And in Psalm chapter 95, verse 1, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms." And we're going to continue on with this chapter more in the program. But I'll tell you, it's really, really important that we as Christians, now that we've got Jesus Christ in our lives, and maybe some of you out there listening right now have never received the Lord, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that are going on out there in the country right now, and they're dismantling this country piece by piece, taking it all apart. We have written a mission statement for Christian Conservative Leadership and for Christian Conservative Radio, and it goes to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed. Now, the creed is not something that any way supersedes the Bible. I don't even put that much into it, other than it's just a set of values that we put together years ago that people could kind of gather around, you know, because we're Christians and we're concerned about our country and the things that are all going wrong and it's been attacked. Mike, would you like to read that Christian Conservative Creed?
Oh, you bet. And that Christian Conservative Creed will be as follows. We believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and I will be clear, ladies and gentlemen, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel. And I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob, you know, those folks over in Israel in a synagogue, I understand, did have a very tragic event occur this past week. And my hope, my heart, my prayers definitely go out to the Israelis at this point.
Well, we're following it very closely. Today, you know, Mike, we're going to talk about the triune God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. We're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God has blessed this nation. And you know, recognizing our Christian views and our Christian things that we believe in, there is great power in those things. And anything we do in this country, we should be putting God first. And this country was always founded on the things of God, and now it's drifted away from us. Some are calling it a polytheistic nation. Some are calling it a non-Christian nation. But, you know, I haven't given up on it, Mike. You know, if you read the Bible all the way through, people have their failures sometimes, but they can make a comeback. And with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord, we can make a comeback on all these things here. And so locally here, we've been working on things and getting Christians elected. And it started 6 years ago. And with Rally Right, a group that I started, and thousands of people signed up, and we started running precinct committeemen. And I just kind of want to thank the Lord for what he's done over in Idaho. It's growing into a great victory over there. And it's the biggest sweep in 30 years for in the primary. Not only in the primary election, we got 56 people elected over there. And now in the final election, I mean, it is a whole different picture in the panhandle of Idaho than it was you know, just 6 years ago. And God, so I want to give thanks to God for all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
And, man, what's happened over here in Washington, man? I mean, I know it's a struggle over here, but, boy, I'll tell you, you've had some real victories.
Oh, we sure did. We sure did. As a matter of fact, there were several Christian conservative leaders that we identified and we featured here on Christian Conservative Radio in the past, ladies and gentlemen. And I am so thankful and happy to say that the vast majority of those Christian conservative leaders got put into office or got reelected. And I'll tell you, just reflecting back on a little bit of our heritage here, I do want to bring something up with regard to Thanksgiving to kind of just affirm in people's minds out there. What was the mindset of the pilgrims when they landed on Plymouth Rock? And, what was the mindset of those folks when it came time to celebrating that Thanksgiving the first time that they sat down? So I have grabbed onto something that was written by a gentleman by the name of William Bradford, who was a pilgrim father and the second governor of the Plymouth Colony. And it goes like this. To all ye pilgrims, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game, and the sea with fish and clams, and inasmuch as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God in according to the dictates of our own conscience. Now, I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims, with your wives and ye little ones, do gather at ye meeting house on ye hill, between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November ye 29th of the year of our Lord, 1623, and the third year since ye pilgrims landed on ye pilgrim rock. Wow. There to listen to ye, pastor, and render thanksgiving to ye, Almighty God, for all his blessing. And again, folks, this came from William Bradford, Pilgrim Father and the second governor of Plymouth Colony. Wow. I'm telling you what, there was a whole lot as far as a message to me in that particular passage, if you will. And I mean, again, it's all about thanking the God Almighty for everything that he has done for us, that he has provided to us, you know, and all of us Christians. As I had attended a meeting earlier this week, it's all about putting our trust in God because God does have that master plan.
Well, a lot of people were escaping Europe at that time to get Christian freedom there and come to the United States. And, you know, we've all our Christian freedom, but we see our Christian freedoms eroding in this country very quickly. The government's beginning to tell the churches what to do. The churches have, a lot of them have stood strong, but a lot of them don't, you know, do not want to get involved in what's going on. But over the years in this country, in this nation, churches have been very involved in getting Christian leaders elected for, you know, for 200 years, but for some reason we've drifted away from this to where Christians have not been the salt of the earth like they should be and the salt in this country. And so it's, I believe in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ first, but if you become a Christian and you're involved in your society and you're involved where you're around, how are you going to be the salt of the earth unless you get out there and do some things? You
oh,
know?
Absolutely.
And so right now I see the Christians stepping up now. I see some kind of revival in the Christians. They realize, hey, you know what? We can't just sit back and let things go.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob, you know, hence the special guest that we have got that we're going to be serving up to the listeners here today.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a new executive director of an association that's based right here in the city of Spokane. And I'm telling you what, you know, we know that you folks are talking to your friends, your family, coworkers, congregation members, and you got to mention that you're hearing about all of this on Christian Conservative Radio. There is an organization there in the city of Spokane. It is starting to come back together. And it is also known as the Greater Spokane Association of Evangelicals. We do have the executive director here, Mr. Anthony Carollo, sitting right in between Pastor Bob and I. So let's go ahead and get Anthony into the conversation. So welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, you bet. How about a little background on the GSAE? And again, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to log on to www.gsae.net. Now, I understand that this organization's been around since the 40s.
Yeah, 1946, GSAE was started after a local pastor had been to the National Association of Evangelicals founding in 42. So he came back here, started a local association of pastors and churches in 46. One of their first acts as an organization was to start Northwest Christian Schools in 1949, which is still a, you know, a wonderful work of the Lord here in Spokane. Over the years, they also started Moody Bible Institute here in Spokane in 1971, I believe. And then they brought Billy Graham to Spokane in 82, Franklin Graham in 2002, I think. So they've done a lot of neat things over the years.
Oh, you betcha. Well, you know, the reason why I am keen on the GSAE at this particular time, folks, is because as we have seen this new executive director come into position here, Mr. Anthony Carollo, I have known Anthony for a short while, and I have known him just based on conversations to be a freedom-minded, freedom-loving Christian. And with that, I believe that Anthony Carollo is going to be in a great position to basically guide and steer the association in a direction that we are now going to start seeing some of the gospel actually being preached at the pulpits. Because I'll tell you, it's all about bringing the other churches, the other evangelical churches together and basically getting on the same sheet of music.
Well, Anthony, tell us a little bit about you. You know, I'd like to go back here a step or two here.
Sure.
Tell us who you are. Where were you born? How'd you get here? And what's your education? And fill us in on a few things.
Let's see. I was born in California, but moved up here during Expo 74, actually. So I've been up here since I was rather young. My wife and I both grew up here, both graduated from Northwest Christian School. And my entire career after high school has been in the title insurance world, title and escrow. Ran Stewart Title here in Spokane for the past 10 years.
Yes.
Until God called me to become the director of the GSA, it's been an amazing journey.
Well, that's great. How many churches do you have involved in it right now, or how many groups do you have involved? What's going on with it?
There's probably, in terms of involvement, you're probably talking about 40 different pastors and ministry leaders in different capacities.
Yes.
But there's 400 and some churches in the Spokane area, greater Spokane area.
Wow.
So lots of opportunity. And there's an incredible amount of ministry work being done that the believer in the pew doesn't hear about.
Well, what is your goal and what do you hope to accomplish with the GSAE?
Well, first of all, we're the hub of resources. So our focus is to bring to the body of Christ all those resources that are out there. In terms of communicating. So we're offering a lot more on the website than we used to. But also, we've got a strategy for 2015 that involves getting the churches or catalyzing, mobilizing the churches to reach out to local schools.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we will create a leadership program, a biblical leadership program for business leaders and pastors that want to get some leadership training.
Oh, that's
locally.
Great.
And then also men's ministry. It's our goal to catalyze men's ministry here.
Oh, you bet. And it's definitely the right time right now because I'll tell you, you know, I mean, by virtue of the fact that over the years, the family unit has basically deteriorated. You know, now we're seeing a lot of single mothers. We're seeing, you know, the baby daddy syndrome going on right now. The fact that we've got kids growing up in fatherless families, it all contributes to the social ills that we are currently experiencing. The fact that we basically have no morals and principles anymore. I mean, we're morally bankrupt in the United States, or so it seems. This is wonderful, wonderful news.
Well, Anthony, what do you feel is going on in the United States? What do you think the status of the United States is and where we stand right now before God? And what do you think could be better?
Well, you know, so many, like Mike suggested, so many of society's ills can be traced back to men not answering the call of God on their lives. You know, years ago, 20 years ago, Promise Keepers was big and active and calling on men to step up and start to pastor their families. The beginning of every Promise Keepers conference was a salvation message.
Yes.
And lots of men were getting saved all over the country at every conference they did. And Promise Keepers is much smaller now than they were. And I believe churches aren't feeling that call like we used to. And If you talk to Phil Altmaier down at UGM, he'll tell you.
For evangelism.
For evangelism and discipleship and, yes. and responding to the Lord to pastor their family, their wife and their kids, intentionally, you know, doing devotions with them and raising up their kids according to the Word of God the other 6.5 days of the week, you know, besides Sunday morning. But if you talk to Phil Altmaier down at UGM, he'll tell you that their women and children's shelters are overflowing, whereas they have some room in the men's shelter. And 30 years ago, the opposite was the case. Men's shelter was overflowing. And
yes. Well, it's very important to make for men to make a decision for Jesus Christ and everyone. But, you know, if men are the leaders out there and if they don't stand strong and they just don't take the leadership that God has given, it's almost appointed to you for leadership, especially over your family and everything else. And so it's just a difficult situation out there. But the United States, where do you think the status of the United States is right now as far as it's standing before God, though? You know, it's just...
Boy, you know, we're a hurting nation. We are absolutely a hurting nation. And we have so much to offer each other and the world. You know, most of the missionaries historically have gone out from the United States to other countries. And, and I don't know that that's the case anymore, but...
Oh, yeah. They're still going out, but I'll
they
tell
are
you,
going out. But
I think the other nations are beginning to send the missionaries
they
here.
They absolutely are. Absolutely are, because we have need.
Oh, yes. You know? And so it's a... But I know my Bible well, and I've studied it from cover to cover. And I'll tell you, people can fall away, but they can come back.
Absolutely.
So I see a turning around here beginning, and so I'm hopeful for all of that. Mike, you've got something you wanted to read there.
Well, no, not actually read. I'm just jumping in sideways. Yes, I'm extremely hopeful because again, we've got new leadership. In the GSAE at this particular point. And, you know, I'm looking for that rally effect to occur. One of the members of the associations happened to be my church, the Fellowship Church of God. They're located at Crestline in Everett, excuse me, in the city of Spokane. And my pastor, Pastor Kerry Peden, and I, you know, right after we attended that seminar, creates a program where you've got men from the congregation coming together in service to the widowers, in service to the widows, the orphans. I mean, just as the book commands us, that's what it's all about. And I'll tell you, just coming out of that seminar there, I think Pastor Kerry and I made a commitment to each other that we're definitely going to be coming together to create such a program in our own church. Well, so, I mean, very, very promising, very inspirational for sure.
Well, you know, the first part of this program is to lead people to Jesus Christ. And we do talk a lot of it. We have leaders on here. We have senators on here. We have state reps. We have precinct committee men. And we have also Christian leaders. And I'll tell you, that all of it has to work together.
Oh, it does.
Know? And in this nation, if the people who are the Christians start coming together and standing forward, we're going to see some real changes coming up here, even as I see right here locally, I see it all beginning. But, you know, back to Psalms chapter 95, when we let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, the Lord is great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights and the hills are also. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. And I'll tell you, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And how important it is if we would just in this nation turn around and surrender, we can see a victory in this nation. And so I begin to see it coming, but I'll tell you, it's going to take the Holy Spirit. And so I'd be praying for the Holy Spirit all the way.
Oh, absolutely.
And
just,
amen. And so it's neat what you're doing there, Anthony, with bringing people together. And so sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't want to use this word because people use it all the time. It's like pulling teeth sometimes.
Hurting cats.
Like. Well, that's another one, too. That's what they say when you're trying to get Republicans to go all in one direction, you know, but hurting cats, you know, but it's tough out there. But you know what? I'll tell you, there's a bonding together. And so the scripture in Philippians, let us be of one mind, you know, which is in Christ Jesus. And so if we come together in one mind, then these great accomplishments can be done.
Amen.
And knowing the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. And finally, in that scripture, it says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. And so we need to surrender ourselves. You know, sometimes we think we're so great. you know. But I'll tell you what we are is really dumb sheep that really need a shepherd. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so we need to surrender every day to the Lord Jesus Christ about what he's done and be thankful for everything he's done. Man, I'll tell you, sometimes we get a little, we're born in America. You know, you drive through restaurants every day and you live it up and, you know, you go all kinds of places. You get involved in a million things. But sometimes we forget that thanks to God for what he's done. And I'll tell you, if you call on God, he will be found of you. If you ignore him, he isn't going to be found of you. So if all the people get together and call on God, he's coming. Right to you and right at you.
That's right. Well, you bet. Well, you know, I guess what I'm about ready to say is very, very appropriate at this particular point, because a thankful heart is one of the primary identifying characteristics of a believer. It stands in stark contrast to pride, selfishness, and worry. And it helps fortify the believer's trust in the Lord and reliance of his provision, even in the toughest times. So no matter how choppy the seas become, a believer's heart is buoyed by constant praise and gratefulness to the Lord.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, it's just when you get to the scriptures and you see what's there, I'd like to talk a little bit more. Today we selected out of the Conservative Creed there on the triune God, the Father, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Anthony, what do you have to say about that today? I mean, this is kind of a bonding thing, but can you put some light on this for the audience out there on how important it is?
Well, I can try. You know, God has a purpose for every single life out there. And we, not only we as men, but we as people, when we respond to that, God just opens up your heart in an amazing way to thankfulness, to a sense of calling. You know, you talk about the triune God. That's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit is the one that talks to us and works in our lives and causes us, mobilizes us to take action.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know that you need to call on the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, you got to sit before God, send me your Holy Spirit, you know?
Right, that's right.
And when you accept Jesus Christ, he rushes into you, but, you know, and he comes in there, but you got to, like, say, hey, I want to be open to your Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You betcha. You bet. Well, I'll tell you something, you know, and that's one of the primary reasons why you and I are doing this show, Pastor Bob. Again, it's all about motivating and inspiring fellow Christians and others out there. Get up out of your chair while you have the ability to do so. Get your hands dirty. Get re-engaged in your local communities, your local government. Get re-engaged in your families once again, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, again, when you hear this show, that should give you a little bit of a booster shot of some of that Holy Spirit.
Well, it sure does. And Anthony, you know, when you were going on with the Holy Spirit there. And so, you know, it's important is in a Christian faith, and maybe you don't know this, but when you recognize the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, these are eternal and they're all together as one. And yet they're three separate. And as a Christian faith and the things that we all believe in, these are some of the attributes of a Christian church and a Christian believer to know these things. And when you recognize the power of those things, I mean, you know, God the Father says, if you want to know me, know my Son, you know?
That's right.
And he says, know Jesus, know who he is, and you'll know who I am. And the Holy Spirit, well, he wants to be the helper, the one who comes along and reminds you about everything, like Anthony said. But, you know, he's also the one, you know, he doesn't want to be elevated, you know? He doesn't want to be elevated. He just wants to be the helper that comes along to remind you, and he keeps pointing toward Jesus, you know? And so when you got all those three things working for you and you understand what they are, you can understand more about your Christian walk in your life, you know? And it's just, well, Mike, it's been a really good things. We've been on the show here for over a year now. And I want to thank the Lord for all the people who've been helping with this show and all the supporters. I want to thank all the people who've run for office and stood in the gap and did the things that they need to. I see so many people putting work into things. Cindy Zapataki's been on the program, Melanie Vanderfeer, many leaders who have just stepped out to do so much. I can't believe the power that the Lord has instilled in so many ladies to move forward on helping out with so many things and getting it done. And the men who've run for office. And so I'll tell you, if you're listening to this program today, keep up the good work.
Absolutely. And with that, Anthony, would you close us in prayer, please?
I'd be happy to. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this time and this radio station and this program. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless us, watch over us, guide us, and direct us. And Lord Jesus, if there's a listener there that doesn't know you, I just pray that they would feel your Holy Spirit call in their lives. We ask these things, Lord, and we thank you with all the thankfulness we can offer in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare to head on out the door, once again, thank you so very much for your time today, Anthony. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Anthony Carolla, new executive director with the Greater Spokane Association of Evangelicals. As we always strongly encourage you to do, please log on and check out this organization. Check out the resource information that is there. You can do so by going to www.gsae.net. Again, gsae.net. And don't forget, please feel free to log on to www.rallyright.org or give us a call at 208-987-0005. And with that, as we head on out the door, all you fathers and grandfathers out there, grab that family, glorify and praise God, give the family a great big hug and a kiss, take them somewhere nice this weekend.